हेलो वीआईडी, आप सुन रहे हो वीआईडी कम्युनिटी रेडियो 90.8 एफएम और हम आपके होस्ट आरजे अर्थ
और आरजे अद्वित।
तो आज के जो शो पे हम ऐसे गेस्ट लेके आ रहे हैं जो आपको काफी ज्यादा इंस्पायर करने वाला है और एक नया दिन के साथ हम शो स्टार्ट करते हैं और आज आपका जोश ज्यादा ही होने वाला है क्योंकि आज जो हमारे साथ गेस्ट आए वो भी काफी इंस्पायरिंग है। तो अद्वित, पहले शो के बारे में बताओ, क्या एग्जैक्टली अपना शो?
बहुत बार ऐसा लगता है कि बस अब हो गया, अब ना हो पाएगा हमसे, पर फिर उसके बाद सडनली पीछे से एक पुश आता है, चाहे वो पेरेंट्स का पुश हो या फिर दोस्तों का पुश हो, जो कि हमको मोटिवेट करते रहता है, हमको सपोर्ट करते रहता है हमेशा। तो आसान है में भी हम लोग आपका एक ऐसा सपोर्ट बनना चाहते हैं जो कि आपको मुश्किल से मुश्किल सिचुएशन में कुछ अच्छा करने के लिए सपोर्ट करते रहे।
आसान है शो भी वो ही एक प्लेटफॉर्म है जिससे कि आप कुछ सारी चीज़ें सीख सकते हो। और आज के जो शो पे मैं लेकर आया हूँ उनका नाम है शेरन। सो शेरन,
या हेलो गाइस, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर द इंट्रोडक्शन।
और सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट बात, ये शो हिंदी है लेकिन फॉर दिस शो वी आर गोना टॉक इन इंग्लिश बिकॉज जो हमारे गेस्ट है उन्हें हिंदी नहीं आती, सो वी गोना हैव अ कन्वर्सेशन इन इंग्लिश। सबसे फर्स्ट आई वुड लाइक टू इंट्रोड्यूस शेरन, उनके जो अचीवमेंट्स है उसके बारे में बात करूँ तो इज इंटरकॉन वर्ल्ड टॉप 50 टेक इनोवेटर अवार्ड, दूसरा विनर ऑफ मेक हार्वर्ड 2019, विनर ऑफ इंडिया लार्जेस्ट डेटाथॉन बाय यस बैंक, विनर ऑफ इंडियाज बिगेस्ट ओपन सोर्स हैकाथॉन, इंटरनेशनल स्टार्टअप एले नॉमिनी फॉर टेकरंज डिसरप्ट। ओके, इतना ही नहीं है, ही इज़ अ फाउंडर ऑफ सेलिब्रिफी जिसमें 60 प्लस सेलिब्रिटीज है उनके अंडर हु आर वर्किंग विद दैम फॉर द कंपनी। वैन ही वॉज इन सिक्स स्टैंडर्ड ही स्टार्टेड हिज कंपनी which is Optim Technologies, which collaborated with many of the top tech entrepreneurs like HP, Lenovo, Toshiba and such type of companies. So, Sharon, how was your experience during that thing?
So, when we talk about hackathons and companies, it's totally different things. Like, so first, I guess let's talk about hackathons and then like just
yeah.
Like
so yeah, Sharon, for you, the first question which my viewers would be interested to talk about, like, how do you manage to win this many number of hackathons, like in VIT as well as in national level as well as in international level?
Yeah, so currently I won nearly around 25 or 26 hackathons internationally and also nationally. So winning a hackathon is kind of very easy. So whenever you go to any hackathon, there are certain things which you have to follow. Say you go to a hackathon, say some VIT level hackathon, if you go, get to know the people over there. Okay. Get to know who are like you are actually like seeing and all of those people. Just try to give them a smile and they will surely smile back to you because you're all in a competition. So when you smile at them, they think that you can be supportive to them and later on they'll be like coming to you and interacting with you. Exactly. And this becomes a very good plus point because I go to hackathons not to win hackathons but to network with people. Because the more number of people you network with, the more number of connections you get, and the more number of connections you get, the more number of like prosperity you get. Like currently I know the CTO of Rakuten, CEO of Rakuten, CEO of S-Bank and a lot of people out there, okay. Like very big CEOs, only because I network with them and I get to know okay. about them very, very much.
So according to you, connections are more better than the money.
Exactly. Like connection is money. So when you get to know about these people and when you get to converse with the judges as well as the competitors, so what happens is the judges, they actually like come and see you interacting with all of those people. This yep. actually becomes a value added point. Say you know a judge even before you start pitching your concept, then it means that the judges know you and they will surely smile at you while you're okay. pitching. And while they smile at you, actually get that confidence to actually like push up yourself and give the best of yourself.
Exactly.
And that is a very important point because when you smile and present yourself to the judges with all such excitement,
yeah.
then the probability of you backing up the hackathon or winning the hackathon is going to be very, very, like very, very much.
But according to the hackathons, we even need to have good pitch, good product.
Yeah.
So what about that tip?
Okay. If you would ask me about pitching and product, I would say product is just like 20% of an hackathon. The okay. pitching, what you do is actually the 80%. Say you even don't have, like, let me be honest here. For some hackathons, I have not even done the product completely. Like even 50 or 60% of it. I would not even like go and do the entire product.
Okay. Okay.
So what I do is, my pitching would be on top. So go and pitch your product as if it is working properly.
Exactly.
And when you actually go and pitch, There is two types of pitch, which is a very formal face-to-face pitch and also a deck pitch. Okay. When it is going to be a face-to-face pitch, which is something like you, the judges is in front of you and all of those kind of stuff, so you'll be knowing this right before the hackathon starts and all of those things, so you can prepare according to it. When it's an international level hackathon, things are going to be mostly face-to-face. But in VIT, things are going to be deck pitch. So the probability of judges asking you doubts and asking you to run the code and show it to them would be very less probable in deck pitches rather than like face-to-face pitches, because they are not considerate about your code. They're very much considerate about your code when it comes to face-to-face pitches, because the judges are next to you and they can be like, oh, why is it working? I will give you some conditions. You run it on this.
Yeah.
But when it is going to be a deck pitch, you can hard code the values and you can make it sure that it actually works. So this is something very important you guys need to know. Like when you go for an hack and it is a deck pitch, try to hard code your values and get it working on the stage.
Okay, so according to you, we need to have a good pitching rather than getting into the product development when we talk about the national and the VID hackathon.
Yeah, exactly.
But when I talk about the Make Harvard, where you won the award of as a runner-up, so how do you manage up there winning the hackathon? Because as per national or the VID hackathons, Make Harvard is very different.
Yeah, true. So Make Harvard was a really challenging one. Like I met a lot of people, and since Harvard is very near to MIT, you know the competition, because the MIT guys are just like mind blowing. And I myself had a team of I teamed up with an MIT guy, Massachusetts, and I teamed up with one more guy from George Washington and one more guy from McGill. So that was our team.
No one from India.
Okay. So it's actually good. The main reason why I didn't choose anyone from India is because that is, again, you get a new circle of people. So I get in touch with all of those people. One guy was from Canada, one guy was from US. Okay. And with him, like the guy who I got like friended in the MIT, like from MIT.
Yeah.
So what happened was, like, he actually introduced me to some of his friends. He even took me to his dorm where I met his roommate, who was actually a millionaire. He actually owns a jet engine company, and it's like totally mind-blowing.
And he's a student.
Yeah, he was a second-year student when I met him. And that guy is actually providing like some part of the jet engine to like SpaceX. That's what he said to me. Oh. And he is actually a legend. So you actually, when you go for a hackathon, just don't take a team from here or maybe something like that. Just go over there. The first thing is, if you get a team and you start working on it when you meet new peoples, then it means that you get a new circle of exploration. So you get a new circle of people, so you can converse with them. And since you are a team for the next 24 hours, you guys share more. And since it is an hackathon or a competition, you share much more, because you get often stressed, depressed, and all of those things.
Yeah, you get a good connection of people. Yeah. So how to build up the connection? Like you told me that you got a good one guy from Canada, one guy from even MIT. So how you build up the connection with them? Because we don't know anyone from there.
So previously, in my 11th or 12th, I actually knew some people from Harvard, because my dad is also a CEO. So I actually, like, I also go with him to many conferences, and I actually got to know a lot of professors there. And recently in Facebook, whenever you go for a hackathon, just they would be having a Facebook community or maybe a WhatsApp community for that hackathon. So you just like go over there and check for people out there. So that's how I found one of my friends at Harvard. So then later I pitched it to him, and later he told me that he knows another of his friend who's also attending the event. Who was this guy from MIT. His name is Casey.
So connections are the main thing for you.
So he got me introduced to this guy, and this guy introduced me to the other two guys from McGill and George Washington.
Okay.
So we all formed a team together, and then like we started pitching the hackathon.
That's cool. Like, it seems exciting.
It's really good when you connect with new people, because you get a new spark. Because it's not the ideal spark which we get when we meet a normal VITian or anyone from even India. I'm not telling VITians are boring or kind of stuff, but it is like we always tend to see them.
New, something new.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. So that was the experience of hackathons from your side. Yeah. But do you feel like the national hackathons and the international hackathons have some different standards up with the product?
There is always a very different standard, but also when you compete in national level hackathons, we always compete for a social cause. Like whenever I make a product, I always make it for a social cause, like say for the blind or maybe say for disaster recovery or kind of stuff.
Okay.
But when you go for international level hackathon, things are going to be totally different.
Exactly.
They don't need all of your social needs because they don't have those problems.
Okay.
So in that countries, you actually focus on making their life easy by giving them a luxurious solution.
Okay.
So whatever is usable for them, it is going to be very like approachable.
Okay.
And much winning for you guys.
I can tell you the tech standards they make up the high. Here we go to the problem statement and we make up the things up.
Yeah, exactly. So over there, what you have to do is like make something very entertaining.
Yeah.
Rather than making something which is very
problem
socially
statement.
Yeah, problem solving.
So that's from your side about the hackathons. And
yeah.
Sharon, you can tell our audience that how many hackathons you have won till now, including VID hackathons and national hackathons and the international hackathons, all around.
Yeah, I guess it should be around 25 plus. I don't have the proper numbers. I'm very sorry. Yeah.
Oh, no issues. So 25 is a huge number if we talk about. And
guys, it's actually very easy. You go into an hackathon and you start collaborating with the people there, connecting with them and just make their mindset to you. That's it.
According to the people.
Yeah.
We'll have another session with him. But at the age of 18, he's just an 18. So Sharon, can you tell about your startup?
So currently let me talk about Celebrify because it is the new one in trending.
Yeah.
So Celebrify is a platform where you can actually get personalized video shoutouts from your favorite celebrities. So we have nearly around 50 to 60 plus celebrities. With we mean celebrities in the sense like people having 100,000 to even 6 million followers.
Yeah.
So as a total, we have around nearly 20 million followers who are actually in connection with us to the celebrities.
Okay.
So if we take a conglomerate, then it's going to be more than 20 million plus. And we launched our app like 15 days back and we have more than like 60, 70 plus requests now, even not fully rolled out. And we have around 1,000 downloads in the Play Store. And we also have a daily users rate of nearly around 200 to 300 through our websites.
Oh, that's look cool. Like, how do you get to the celebrities? Like being a student?
Yeah. So we started this thing like 2 months back. Maybe 3 or 4 months back.
Yeah.
And when we started it, it was very, very hard for us to reach out to celebrities. So we are like a team, and my teammates, like we had a separate PR team set up. So those people, what they did was like they got contacts from like other people, and we had these contacts. Now what we did was we got a new guy. His name was Rakesh. So what he did was he gave us nearly around like 1,000 to 1,500 celebrity contacts. So he was the guy who brought many celebrities to Rivera last year, and that he got a lot of exposure in it, like bringing in celebrities. So he gave us a lot of contact, and he also has a lot of influence over the PR communities. Like in,
he's from VIT.
He was from VIT.
Okay.
He is from VIT, but he's a passed out.
Okay, so, Aluminium. Okay.
Yeah. So he gave us a lot of contacts, and what we did was we had like 10 people set up for this, and
okay.
They all like started talking.
Yeah.
And then what happened was like we got celebrities who are very much interested, and then what happened was like they got very much interested in our idea that they started recommending us to their friends. So their friends would also be celebrities, right? Because celebrities, our friends are always of our own standards.
Yeah.
So these people actually like introduced us to some of their friends, and when we talked to their friends, since these are the people who are recommending us, a celebrity recommended
yeah.
us, they talked to us in a much more friendly way.
Okay.
And then we started talking to them, and we bought more and more and more and more, and finally we have these many numbers. Yeah. So
exactly.
Yeah, we have people like Jereni Iyer, Mumtaz, Parvati Nair, and in the Hindi side, Karan Godwani, and we are in talks with newer celebrities. Yeah.
So exactly, it will be a million-dollar company in just months or so, because you are getting the fund from.
Yeah, we are actually in talks with like many companies for our funds. We are actually being approached, and we are also looking for a really good evaluation, because in our next series and all of those kind of stuff,
okay.
it will be very useful for us.
So I think so. It will be not $1 million. It will be $1 billion company in just a year. Just it's a game of patience. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Sharon will do it.
Yeah, actually we are currently trying to get cricketers. We are actually in talk with a really good, a big cricket management team. Okay. So they are actually, that guy is actually, okay, this is going to be this is going to be a spoiler. We are actually trying to bring,
it's a spoiler for
this
us.
Is for VIT FE community. So we are in talks with the guy who's like actually like signing up MS Dhoni.
Yeah.
So if we bring him, then
it's a big game. It's a big game. But I heard that you have started the company Optum Technologies in the standard six.
So we have been providing consultancy solutions to companies like Toshiba, where we made air handling IoT-based, intelligent IoT-based air handling unit. We are like collaborating with the JSW Systems in like Chennai-Bangalore highway. Okay. Then I started working with other companies like Majis. So it is the biggest security company in the Oman and in the Arab. Okay. So I collaborated with them in their security systems, and we actually like made something work. I couldn't talk much about it because that NDA is signed.
Okay.
And I also worked with many other companies, Ignite, and
Ignite.
Yeah. It is a US-based company.
It's a company from US.
Yeah, it's a company
from
US.
So what does the Ignite do?
So it is a digital SEO marketing company.
Okay.
And also there is one more company, Blue Hubs. So their founder was Christian Romero. Okay. So he's also a very big multimillionaire from US. So I'm also collaborating with him. I'm the company's technical partner. Mm-hmm. And I'm also currently working with the CTO of Wipro. He's actually the ex-CTO of Wipro.
Oh, that's cool.
It's his company called as Pensy. So he's one of the technical advisory of that company. It's led by Gaurav, who is a Blue Origins entrepreneur. And also one more other guy. He has a doctorate from Cornell. And they're like working on this legal, like that company, it is one among the top five legal AI startups in the world. So I'm currently a part of the team
doing
now.
So many things, you don't get the boredom or something? Like, what do you get for the motivation?
Like when you start doing it, and when people start, like even you guys like calling me and telling me, it just gives me the motivation to do more and to explore more. And when you start solving a problem, you get some more problems in your mind, and that becomes an idea for your future.
Exactly.
So you can solve that, and you can get more and more and more and more, like what to say, problems, and you solve that and you get more and more reputation.
So how do you manage the academic as well as going with this many things up?
VIT is really helping me out with my academics. My dean and my HOD and my even like faculties are very supportive in this thing. Like I just like go and tell them like, sir, like I'm having this kind of problem, and they would like surely like help me out.
Okay.
Even Amit sir, like Lalita ma'am from the DSW side, like even they actually like sponsor me for my trips if I am financially like what I say like a little disturbed. So they will help me with all of those kind of stuff.
Okay, they will sponsor you.
Yeah, and there are a lot of things which also VIT is actually helping me out with. Even these studies, now I'm not attending. I didn't attend my last year's CAT 1, CAT 2. Now I'm not attending my CAT 2 because I'm leaving to US in 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are leaving for?
I'm actually going to Silicon Valley. So there is this conference.
Tech 50.
TechCrunch.
So yeah, congratulations, Sharon, for winning the Tech 50 Top Entrepreneur Awards.
Yeah, thank you.
And how many people work in your team? Like how you manage this many people and how you motivate them? Just you are 18, I know. There are people who are working in your team.
They're all my seniors. We have Samarth, he's like leading the GDG, DSC. He's like taking care of the, he's our chief design officer. And we have like 11 more. We have Ivan, he's like our CMO, chief managing officer. He takes care of the managing side of celebrities and all of those things. Then surely we have Rakesh.
Yeah.
We have Meherdeep, who's like the sponsorship guy. He actually literally bought 80 lakhs in in-kind sponsorship.
So 80 lakhs?
Yeah, so he's a very big guy. And then we have Ekansh, Vikram here working on the front end. Then we have Bhavesh, he's the guy who wrote the entire back end. And we have Abhishek, who was his supporting guy. He's also a very good hard-working guy. And we also have some more people with us, like we had Ria and many such.
You are managing such a group of people and making them motivated to work.
Yeah, we actually even like hired a freelancer. His name is Karan Pratap Singh. He was the guy. He's a guy who was behind the recent React Native Facebook update.
Okay.
So we got in touch with him, and he got very much like, he really liked our idea that he wanted to be a part of our team, and now he's a part of our team. And that guy is a really big shot because his projects and his concepts are even cited by Facebook in their like React Native website.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Sharon, that's a cool thing, and listening to you, my viewers will definitely appreciate you. And the one thing, when you started dreaming of your company, like, I will do this, I will develop this, how the motivation comes and what the environment you get into getting into such many things?
Okay, so I started coding very young. So I started coding when I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
So I started with Visual Basics and just like go and go and go. So it was like quite a very challenging thing. But since my dad wasn't into technical stuffs because he's an auditor, yeah, and he's an MBA. So his friends are mostly into software streamed because he manages the software of companies like DLF, Wipro and all of those kind
okay.
of stuff. So he's like auditing guy for them. So they come to our home and I actually like have a conversation with them. So they actually told me about all of these languages, and that's how I got into this realm of
okay, so it has been started from the very young age?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all?
Yeah.
So Sharon, listen to this, many things, definitely many things are gonna get into your heads, getting into this many things. So how do you manage up?
I often get stressed by work, like because I can't sleep in nights,
yeah,
because I have so much work. So what I do is, like, I have a really good friend, a very close friend of mine, so like she helps me out.
Yeah.
And like also my mom and my dad.
Your parents are, yeah, very supportive.
Yeah, so I just like call them at midnight at 3 or 4 and I just like start talking to them, because I would feel extremely depressed, because you start working and you just can't even turn your heads around, because you have a lot of things in your plate, and you can't
exactly
just like give it to other people also, because you don't know how their like ethics of work would be. So it kind of gets very hard to do it, but yeah, at the end of the day, people help me out.
Even you inspire people and your parents inspire you, so inspiring minds, I can say you.
Yeah, thank you.
And what are the setbacks you had during the establishment of the company? Just in few words.
Yeah, so first of all, bringing in celebrities was one thing, because the second you talk to them, you get so kind of like, some people are so depressing, but some others are very motivating to talk to.
Yeah.
Some people just like cut the phone so rudely, and some people would be like, no, I don't want, what kind of a company is yours? So some people just like demotivates us, but you have to stand back and you have to be like, my idea is worth it.
Yeah.
And I can do it because it's me.
Yeah, okay.
So
confidence
happens
on you,
yeah,
makes you to get better with your company.
Exactly. So you get that confidence and you be determined, you can,
yeah,
do whatever you want in your life.
Exactly. So now we are ending up the show with the rapid fire questions, and it was a great talk, Sharon.
Thank
so
you.
These are the few questions for you.
Oh yeah, sure.
What admires you the most?
The nature, I would say.
What is your biggest addiction?
Computers.
Oh, which celebrity annoys you the most?
Oh my god.
Because you are into celebrity, so you need to tell this.
You are putting this business into
effect. Oh my god.
No.
We don't usually get annoyed by celebrities. It's us who annoy them the most.
Okay, that's a cool,
yeah,
cool answer. What is your lifelong dream?
Okay, this is going to be kind of weird, but I would like to become the president of India.
Oh my god. Because just you are 18, so you have many more years to work.
Yeah. But it's just a long, long, long dream. Like, maybe, I don't know, it might not happen,
no,
but
it,
let's see.
Because you are thinking, then it's all about the thinking. If you are dreaming, dream something big, and you are,
yeah,
dreaming something big. Describe yourself in 3 words.
Okay. Innovating, determined, confident.
Yeah. Seems confident, and you are determined towards your goal, so that's perfect. And innovator, yeah, you are innovator. I can get through your conversation, and now I can tell you that you are definitely an innovator. I am not the person to judge you, but yeah.
Yeah, anyone can judge me. The more you judge me, the more I know of myself.
Oh, that's cool. Are you a morning or a night person?
Night person.
Okay. So what time you wake up in the morning?
It's like I can't sleep more than 3 hours daily, because I actually have calls with my people from US, so I would have to wake up till 3 in order to take up the call.
Okay, so you even have a work from the US?
Yeah, so I'm like actually working up with companies there. So I would have to, since it's like day for them, I would have to like wake up till 3 and have to like have a call with them. It happens every alternate days. So every alternate days I would have a good sleep, which is like 4 hours, and the next day I would have around like 2 or even like no sleep.
Sharon, you are 18 only, no? I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Please tell my viewers that you are 18.
Yeah.
If you could buy anything right now, what it would be?
I would buy food for the poor. Like that's what I love the most.
You are a helping person even. So that's from your characteristics. And Sharon, what the last thing you can tell to our viewers, and the one advice which you want to tell?
First one would be, please, if you are someone into tech side and all of those kind of things, please go to hackathons, because hackathons are places where you get problems, and when you actually like solve them, you get more and more problems, and you can ideate more, and you can also become a tech entrepreneur, because at this age it's very, very easy to become an entrepreneur, but because at a later stage you have this risk factor along with you, so you actually like start becoming an entrepreneur at this age, because if you fail, then you can actually pull back up. But after years, maybe like when you're 25 and you're in a
job
or
something, so it's a hustling age, you can tell.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. And that's the conversation with Sharon, and it was a nice talking. We are ending our session. This is Arth.
This is Advait. Keep listening to VIT Community Radio 90.8 FM. Stay tuned.
So that's all from our side.